A projected 109 million Americans are set to travel this holiday season. That's about a 35% jump from last year when many Americans opted to stay closer to home at the height of the pandemic. Let's bring in Robert Sinclair, AAA Northeast Senior Manager of Public Affairs. Robert, it's good to talk to you today. I will tell you, I traveled yesterday through JFK. The crowds were not that bad, at least in my terminal. What do the numbers look like this year in terms of where we are compared to pre-pandemic levels?
Well, we are at about 92% of pre-pandemic levels. In fact, the all-time high for travel for the year-end holiday was 2019, the last quote-unquote normal year, and 119 million traveled then, as you said, nearly 110 million traveling for this holiday. So we're getting there. We're not quite all the way back, but we are getting there. And I'm glad to hear that your flying experience was a good one, because it's very busy. In fact, the TSA reported yesterday that they're screening more people than they did during the equivalent time prior to the pandemic. So it's busy.
I did have a delay of more than an hour, so it wasn't all pleasant, but relatively pleasant considering the holiday travel season. When you think about the start of the season, going all the way back to Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we heard a lot about people spending more this year on travel, going all out because they didn't get a chance to do that last year. And yet we have heard about concerns around this latest variant. Obviously, price pressures also weighing on wallets. How much of that has led to or maybe capped the type of growth that you would have anticipated year on year?
Well, interestingly, over the last week, and AAA is one of the largest leisure travel agencies in the country, we are seeing more than half of the bookings that people are making in the last week for domestic travel for 2021, for just the rest of this year. And a lot of folks are deciding to go to the Caribbean as well. So domestic and Caribbean travel, Europe, not so much. And they're booking very strongly for spring and summer next year. Europe is popular for river cruises, particularly river cruises in Germany. So there's been kind of a shift in what people are wanting to do. The retrenchment that we have seen has been in cruise bookings, with folks not canceling them, but shifting them for this last week of the year, for the year-end holiday. And it's not surprising. Some of those ships are just truly huge. They're behemoths. They hold 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people. But if you've got somebody spreading a virus around, those ships get small very quickly. And we saw that the Queen Mary that docked in Brooklyn just this week had a few people that came down with COVID despite being vaccinated. So I think that's the change that we're seeing. And a lot of folks are foregoing the online reservation route. They're dealing with a human being. They're calling up travel agents because in case something happens, and with all these varying standards in foreign countries, do you have to test before you leave? Do you have to test when you arrive? Do you have to quarantine? That travel agent, a travel advisor is very helpful. They're up to date with the latest information so they can help somebody. Booking on a website kind of leaves you hanging if something goes wrong, and the possibility of things changing at the last minute are strong these days.
Yeah, there's a lot of restrictions and paperwork to juggle, especially if you're traveling abroad. For those who are traveling by car, to what extent have high gas prices changed the plans or affected the plans?
Well, gasoline prices are down about 2 cents in the last week, 10 cents in the last month, so they are getting better. But gasoline prices, though high, and they're more than a dollar higher than last year, it's not really enough to slow people down. Now, gasoline prices usually make up 10 to 15% of the holiday travel budget. And when you compare it to, like, taking the family of four out to dinner, gas looks pretty cheap in comparison. 91% are going to drive. It gives you the independence to leave when you want. You'll have transportation at your destination and you can return when you want. So driving is still the mode of choice for a holiday trip. In fact, over the years, I've seen it go up from 80-85% to last year was 96% with the pandemic still in the rearview mirror. This year, it's down to 91%. But overall, so many more people are traveling, a lot more driving this year compared to last. And it's going to be busy. We're seeing most of the major roads and the major cities around the country will be very, very busy, upwards of double and triple their normal congestion levels. The only days that it will be quiet are December 25th and January 1st, the holidays themselves, much like Thanksgiving. So if he can travel on those dates, drive on those dates, it would be best as far as congestion is concerned.
On the overall cost of travel, is it higher than 2019 or about the same? And I ask that because, number one, it's about how much people are willing to shell out right now. But number two, there's a lot of price increases. And gas may have come down just a little, but there's a number of other things that have added to the total amount of that cost of a trip.
Yeah, low-cost hotels are 30, 40% higher. Rental cars are 20% higher. Airfares are 5 to 8% higher compared to last year. I'm not quite sure how that compares to 2019. Last year was pretty cheap because so few folks were traveling. Not quite sure how it compares to 2019. You know, those higher costs, you said people are spending more. Part of it is the reason is the fact that the costs are higher across the board. I mean, if you go out to eat, it's going to be higher. The supply chain problems are creating extra costs everywhere. But, you know, when people travel, it's estimated that 7 out of 10 jobs have a direct or indirect connection to travel. When people travel, they go to shows, they shop, they eat, they do all sorts of things. So as more people are traveling, it's better for the economy. It's costing people more. But I think that we've got so much pent up desire after being cooped up for a year and a half that, you know, if you can handle it, people are handling. On gasoline prices, you know, we did a survey back in March of 2018 during a good economy. And we asked drivers what the pain point was for gasoline. 40% said $3 a gallon. And the economy is coming back. It's not quite as good as it was in 2018. So I worry that that pain point might be a price even lower than $3 a gallon for a greater percentage of the population. But yet and still, it's not keeping people from making road trips.
Yeah, that PCE data we got out this morning, just another reminder of just how inflation is right now and how that's affecting average Americans. Robert Sinclair, AAA Northeast Senior Manager of Public Affairs. Good to talk to you today. Happy holidays.